The only person that can make people smile besides a comedian is a dentist. All right. And so that's just the reality. Okay. And so, but behind every great dentist is an even better treatment coordinator, right? So you obviously need somebody answering the phones and helping patients through case acceptance. And so that is what we're going to be discussing today, is we're going to be discussing the first steps of the funnel and making patients smile. All right. So we like to reverse engineer everything, right? And so what I mean by that is, when you look at developing new business, you need to work backwards from patient backwards, right? And so you need to understand, all right, the outcome is case acceptance, okay? The outcome is, in many practices, and what a lot of times what we do is, you know, we primarily only focus on, you know, full restorative or reconstructive, you know, denture replacements, all on fours, you know, implants and things like that, anything cosmetic, right? Because that's the emotional side of the decision. So in this case, and in this funnel's case, what we'll discuss is, you know, the outcome being an emotional patient who's been looking for help for the last 10 to 15 years, finally has the money to be able to do that and decides to go and get help, all right? And you are there as an option to be able to help that person, all right? And so what is the funnel that is required in order to take that person through a process, and or those people through a process, and measurably take a percentage of them, because you're not going to get them all, into a case acceptance, all right? And so the biggest thing that a lot of people do not think about is the early stages of the sales cycle and the little nuances that affect the later stages of the sales cycle. And we spent a lot of time discussing in the first few episodes, you know, how those early stage relationships affect, you know, the later stage relationship in the cycle. And a very simple example of this is, you know, the person who called in and listened, you know, to that person, you know, the person who picked up the phone, listened to that person for 15 or 20 minutes, you know, they describe their story. They're not going to go and just retell that story to somebody else on the phone, right? They're committed to you. They've made that micro commitment, that relationship commitment. They've told you their life story. You listened to them. They felt good and they came in, all right? And once they're in, that is the part where you have to decide how you can help them get that procedure, if they're even a candidate at all, right, at that point. So the point is what do you do to establish the Lego blocks of the funnel, all right? And so today we're going to talk about pre-framing, right? And what makes that patient at the very end, when you're reverse engineering your funnel from patient outcome, case acceptance, backwards to sales process and treatment coordinator and dentist being involved in a case acceptance process, backwards to patient found you and filled out a form and you know, determined that they were going to get this particular type of procedure, back to where did I actually end up finding this patient in the first place? Was I advertising to people who weren't going to spend any money? Being, you know, for one example, you know, if you have a, you know, mother of, you know, mother or say father of three, okay, and, you know, they're missing a tooth, are they going to spend money on their tooth before they spend money on their children? No, of course not, right? That's just not what you're going to do. That's not going to be a priority in your life. But if you are a single father or mother of three and your children are old enough and, you know, you're on the market, you are going to be advertising on Plenty of Fish, because that person is missing a tooth. They have an emotional reason to get that problem fixed, right? If you want to replace dentures, you need to ensure that your ads appear where people have dentures, right? So that generally means that it's a publication that's 55 or 60 plus, you know, with really big font. I'm sorry, I apologize. That was just, okay, so, but at the end of the day, you guys know what I mean, right? Be in places where your target market is, right? Don't be in places they're not. That's number one, okay? But you need to understand what the pre-frame is in the funnel process, okay? And so, again, when we talk about reverse engineering it to case acceptance back towards found you, there was one reason why they chose to get into contact with you, and that's because you made them nod their head, all right? And so what is the pre-frame? Okay, so the pre-frame is anything in most steps or most, you know, advertising, I guess, you're used to, or any type of sales process that you're used to, all right? The pre-frame is simply something that positions you as that authority, right? Or answers a question, essentially, right? And so when you are answering that question for somebody and pre-framing yourself as the authority and to answer that question, okay, it makes your sales cycle at the later stages just a little bit easier, all right? So that's number one. So pre-frame, in many cases, all right, it could be an article in a newspaper that's PR that has a Washington Post URL beside it, right? And underneath it, you're talking about a specific new procedure that you're doing. There's a lot of virtual dentistry out there now. So some folks are, you know, doing assessments via an app, and then, you know, the patient only has to make one visit as opposed to three, right? Because they can get all their measurements, they can come in and then get it fitted, and then they're gone, right? So that's kind of, you know, the pre-frame aspect, right? In what we run in our sort of funnel process, our core funnel process, generally the pre-frame is anything from a video to a checklist to a guide to a book, right? Some sort of access to something that answers their question. And in most cases, it's, you know, I need to replace my dentures and I need to figure out the different procedures out there to replace my dentures. So I'd like to download some sort of guide to learn about that first. Okay. So you're not selling them anything first. Okay. The pre-frame process in the funnel has nothing to do with selling anybody anything. Okay. You're not selling. You are simply educating. All right. And so, you know, in essence, when you look at that process and what you're doing, you are establishing yourself to take away your first, second, and sometimes even third impression when that person physically comes into the office, all right? So if they saw your article, for instance, in, you know, the Washington Post, right, and you were a revolutionary dentist that was doing, you know, this really, you know, laser surgery, essentially, and you're just doing an all-on-four, or sort of a same-day surgery for, you know, replacing a set of dentures, you know, just like probably any other dentist, but they wrote about you and maybe you did magic tricks for them before they came into the office. And that was sort of the crux of the article. You know, that person is not really going to let somebody else's bad day probably affect their decision. All right. Or if you've been the only person that has taken the time through some sort of series, which we'll get into in the later stages of the funnel, to educate them, then you have won by making sure that that patient understands exactly what he or she needs prior to coming into the practice. And when they do get there, it's a conversation about outcome, right? So pre-frame and what to do and sort of the Lego blocks of the funnel. Second step generally with a pre-frame is your lead magnet. So after you've framed me, you know, what are we going, how are we going to attract you, right, to maybe download something or click on something, right? And so in many cases, you know, again, we're talking about your lead magnet could be in the form of something where they're physically downloading something, right, with another sort of option where they can come in and get a consultation, right, and get a sort of meeting with the dentist for 20 minutes or half an hour, or a Skype consultation or a phone consultation to meet them face-to-face, all right? And so your lead magnet is anything from, again, a video, an educational video, to a guide, to a checklist, to anything that offers that patient a little bit of value without selling them at the initial step, right? And that's when you get into your third step, which is, you know, what most people call your core offer, but in the dental world, it's not the core offer. It's the ask for the consultation, right? So I've given you education. I've shown you that I know what I'm talking about. Do you mind having a discussion about how I can do this for you? All right. And again, the most important part or the most important aspect to any, you know, growth of any business, okay, is understanding, you know, the nuances of the people who are asking for your service, right? Period. I mean, it's just simple. If you understand exactly what drives that person, and in dental, okay, when a person needs a new set of teeth or they're missing a tooth, all right, you know, it's a very emotional thing, all right? I mean, at the end of the day, sure, you might be the only person besides a comedian that can make somebody smile, but dentists are really not thought of until you're in pain or you can't get a date, all right? So the most important part to remember is you just need to be that dentist, that person that ensures that you're not just wasting a ton of money in ads, sending them to just contact pages like everybody else is, and spending all sorts of money with, you know, Google and Facebook and whatever else, sending them to things that really don't educate your patient and just, you know, just telling them that you're there. I mean, it could be really good for brand development. I know lots of dentists who are spending millions of dollars on just what they call a 360 campaign with, you know, some major corporation that is charging them millions to run a campaign like Coke, right? Where when they physically want to actually look and see where their conversions are coming from, like, you know, Coke understands that they're maybe not going to get someone to apply for a form and go into a corner store and buy Coke, right? Or Pepsi or whatever. But at the end of the day, you know, a dentist needs that, right? You need that flow. So in order to understand the patient behavioral process, you just have to kind of ride the flow, right? Just ride with it. Understand what that is, all right? And so if you know that somebody is, you know, looking for a next step in their life, then be there for them, right? Don't be where the people aren't looking for that next step in their life, all right? And don't try and give away free teeth whitening to students or, you know, Invisalign and compete on some sort of really low price on Invisalign. I mean, as we all know, Invisalign's opened up a number of retail locations, and great for them. That's their business expansion model, right? They worked for years in a distribution model, and they decided to take it to the patient direct because that's exactly how you grow as a business, right? If you're a lab, we've worked with many labs, right? We have one great friend in Toronto, right? She basically generates patients for her dentists. Like, that's next level, right? When you're a lab and you're generating patients for your dentists, and you know that, you know, you're going to charge the dentist 10 grand for that all on four or whatever, you know, full bridge or what have you, you know, why wouldn't you go after the patient? Why wouldn't you be a lab that takes a patient and says, yeah, of course I can refer you to a dentist, and here's the dentist, and they're going to do a great job and take really good care of you, and I know they're empathetic and they care about you, and that's all they care about, right? And understand that not everybody is going to buy from you. So you need to make sure that you just pre-frame them all and put them through a specific process so you can get a predictable outcome, all right? And that's about it. This was a very short episode. It's 12 minutes. I know you kind of like to hear me ramble on sometimes. I'm sorry about that. I did not want to go to 25 minutes today. But 12 minutes of this, I'm going to make this one short. Really hope you enjoyed it. Look, if you need any help, we're always here for you, all right? And I know I'm actually setting up my own pre-frame here, and you know that, right? And that's the beauty of this, is that you need to understand that everybody that is looking to help, or that is, you know, a patient that's looking for help, you know, you are the experts, right? And, you know, in this business, we're the experts, right? We know how to generate dental patients. That's it, right? That's what we do really well. We're just the field goal kickers of dental implant patients, right? That's what we do really well. We like to try and relay this to other dentists to help them generate maybe, you know, patients that are in their categories. Not everybody does implants, of course, or all on fours and so on. So, of course, these methodologies and what you follow are very applicable to general dentistry and, you know, anything else like emergency dentistry and things. Well, emergency dentistry have to do with implants, but anything general dentistry related, it can be also applied to, right? Education, ask more education, right? Lots of systems out there that you can use to generate that. Now, if you're an implant dentist, of course, then again, and what, you know, what we do is we're basically the field goal kickers of dental implants, right? And the reason being is why we always pitch dental implants is, you know, if you did one all on four surgery a day as opposed to 10 clinical, you know, you're not out there on the field all day long, right? The field goal kicker literally works 1 hour out of the full NFL year, right? Like, that person works 1 hour out of the year, and they make like $2 million. Okay? They literally run on 10 seconds, kick the ball, and they're off, watch the rest of the game. Of course, there's preparation, and so we know that. You're not working 1 hour, but your actual job-related, you know, responsibilities take 1 hour, right? So sure, you may have to take, you know, 10, 15 hours prepping a patient, which you would never have to do, right? But a field goal kicker has to do that, right? In the dentist world, you would take 3 or 4 hours, perhaps max, prepping a specific patient, and, you know, a couple hours putting their procedure, and from there, you have now maximized every valuable minute in your day, all right? And so There's how I elongated the podcast by another 4 minutes. So thank you very much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day. Drive safe, be safe, and most of all, make patients smile.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.